Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey towards truth, traveling through our dreams and an inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All Roads Lead 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings. Thank you for joining me on BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max. I am your host, Pamela L. Henderson. My focus is my mission statement, to help create a quality of life through social growth, inspiring jewels to become leaders by establishing partnerships with entrepreneurs, corporations, donors, sponsors, volunteers, the community, and abroad. Please join me every other Tuesday at noon on BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio. My special guest today is the dynamic duo, Sasha Dash and Maria Gill, who invented Tylons, the first disruptive reusable designer nails made specifically for men. Not just repackaged women nails, absolutely not. The co-founders captured hundreds of data points to design user-friendly, accurate nail sizes for men. At last, I want to say thank you so much for joining me on the show and welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So do I have you, Maria, or and no Sasha?
It's just me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I love it. Thank you so much for joining me. So I have a bunch of questions and everything. I've been on the website and I found it very interesting. And I do like, so I'm going to get right to it. I did have some questions for Maria, so maybe you can kind of like.
You can answer them all for us.
Yeah, why not? So tell me a little bit about you and how you got started with the company.
Sure. So I've been an entrepreneur. I focused in growth for over 10 years, 15 years. And over the last several years, last probably like 5, 10, I started more of a journey of self-exploration. It sparked for me with Burning Man and kind of the freedom of self-expression. The freedom of my queerness. And Sasha and I have known each other actually for almost 15 years. So he's seen a lot of that journey. And I finally got around to bringing him to Burning Man. And before he went, and one of the principles is radical self-expression. So before he went, as part of that principle, he got his nails painted. Something simple, black with some white lines, something symbolic of the desert. And all of a sudden, we're out there and people are asking him questions. They're curious. That curiosity leads to conversation. It leads to connection. Next thing you know, he feels more confident. He feels more excited about the conversations he's having. And it's a way for him to connect to people. When he comes back from Burning Man, there's this realization of there's nothing there for me. Do I want to spend 2 hours in a nail salon? I don't know, probably not. And all of the products that are ready to use are made for women. I heard this story and we talked about this and it really resonated. It resonated because of my own journey of self-expression. What you can't tell right now is I have blue hair back here. And the thing is, women have so many avenues for self-expression. We have our makeup. We have a vast range of jewelry. Meanwhile, men's self-expression is a little bit behind. And so that's where Tylons was born.
I love the creativity. Thank you so much for sharing. And I was going to ask about that aha moment. So thank you so much. And about the Burning Man, I heard a lot about going to that particular event, but didn't the last time they had some disruption with the Burning Man?
There was some rain. There was some rain and it made it a little bit wonky for some people. I think the thing about people that go is they go very prepared for pretty much anything. And so we're, you know, here's the thing: rain came, and people were prepared. But the news does like to sensationalize things.
Yeah, you know it does. One thing can happen, and then everything just makes the subject a little bit more interesting. Without
Of course.
got a little lie to it, and everything we both know is just not going to exist, right? So, how does Talon,
Talons.
huh?
Talons, like a claw on an
Talons,
eagle.
yes,
Talons.
Talons shapes the conversation about gender, fashion, and identity.
It's a great question, and that's exactly why we exist, to have that dialogue. Nails are something typically, especially adornments of nails, is something typically associated with women. It's something that is stereotyped and gendered. But the reality is, it's a way to express what's on the inside in a very front and centered way. Often we miss out on what's going on with bracelets and necklaces and watches. Nails are right there. And so by putting them onto men's hands, you're creating this form of self-expression that's very front and center. It forces the conversation. And that conversation doesn't have to be about men and women. It has to be around being able to have the freedom to show what's inside on the outside. And so that, in our way, is how we're showing this kind of new mechanism, this new way to be able to use an accessory, just a bit of a different kind of accessory.
Now, are you making the ones that are like, I see men with long nails like women?
No,
You
no.
making
So,
those too?
no. So, when we say we're making a product exclusively and specifically for men, engineering it for men. So I actually went out with a digital caliper and measured the width of a nail, the length of a nail, the curvature of a nail. We are fully redesigning the concept of an easy on, easy off nail product with the male consumer in mind. So that means the nail bed is not as curved. It means the nails are wider to fit larger hands. It means the nails are short. And unlike women's nails, we include clippers because we want men to be able to just clip them to the length that they want them to be. So they are short nails to begin with and have the ability to be shortened.
Thank you for clearing that. Tell me about how the custom mold sizing fits all masculine hands across diverse shapes and durable reusable materials that can withstand active everyday use and adhesive systems that balance stronghold with easy removal. Because
All
men
right.
are not like women. We are really concerned about our nails and how they're going to stay on and everything. But men, you're just getting used to having a nail and everything. So tell me about that.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, we measured hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of nails to get to those sizes. But we knew that it wasn't about finding the five that fit every hand. That's impossible. Every kit of Talons includes 30 nails. That means you have 15 nails to choose from for each hand, all the way from the largest thumb to the smallest pinky. So we actually have four nails that fit thumbs because what we found is that men have different size hands, and we want everyone to be able to find a fit that feels really perfect to them. So that's on the sizing part, right? Then we go in terms of the reusability. So we actually customize the thickness of the nail so it can be removed. It's not too thin, but it's also not too thick that it's going to get caught on anything. So we customize that thickness and we provide a nail removal stick that kind of lifts the nail up from the edge of the nail bed. And you can remove the adhesive and put them back into your tin and reuse them at another time. The adhesive that's already on them, so we have re-engineered the system to make them really easy to use because men, you're right, they don't want to fuss, right? Women are willing to make the effort. Men, it's something more new. And first of all, if it's new, I'm going to try it, but it will have to be easy. Think about the easy button. And so the adhesive is already pre-applied to the nail. So the first time you use them, you just peel it off a little tap and stick them on. Because that adhesive is fully tailored to the exact size of the nail, every part of the nail is touching, your nail is touching the Talon's nail. So that keeps a really strong bond, which is very different than women's nails, where you might have long nails and half of the nail is actually not even touching them, your natural nail. So that way, it actually makes it a lot more durable. And we feel confident that it will last for 3 to 5 days of kind of hard use a week if you're a little bit gentler, and the ability to reuse them at least 2 or 3 times. And so we actually include adhesives for 2 additional wears.
Okay, so with the nail, they take off the little tape, adhesive tape, and they just put on there that fits their nail. They don't have to go to the shop or anything of that nature. They
No,
just
yep, and
normally.
that adhesive is already on there, so they just take off the tab that's protecting the adhesive.
Oh, how interesting. Okay. Designs that speak to fashion for men, not just feminine trends, but by partnering with designers and nail artists. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we're taking a very different approach for men's nails than what you see for women. Women, it's very often lots of shades of pink and red and very bold colors and bold patterns. For men, this is new. So we're starting with very simple lines, matte colors. By the way, our nails, most of them are matte. They're not glossy. And so matte black, matte cobalt, matte hunter, matte slate. When we get into the more, let's call it dynamic varietals, they're more dark. They're more edgy, right? We have a design called Dark Comedy, which has a sad face and an X and kind of these drip marks. We have a design called Dot Dot Line, which looks like Morse code with black on white or white on black. And so we're starting with things that feel almost easier to get into, that are very expressive, a bit moody. And as we go on, we have ambitions to partner with artists. So we have 3 artists already lined up to design collections for us. And they range from kind of more streetwear, to high fashion, arts and design.
Okay. Now, what do you mean by high fashion art design? Because, like you said, they have the different colors, but what we're having, some pearls on there, you know how we have like decorative, how women do our nails, you know. So what would be the difference?
So a lot of our designs actually have a 3D feature, but it is not pearls. So the 3D feature is more, if you think about the idea of fidgeting and the idea of being able to touch your nails, and all of our matte nails have a soft touch finish. It's almost like a velvet finish. And
Okay.
then a lot of our designs, for example, we have one design called Meltdown, where it looks like it's paint dripping off of your cuticles. That paint effect is actually raised from the base of the nail. So it feels texturally like a 3D effect. It's not pearls, but it's definitely raised, and you have this component of kind of tactile and sensory feels.
Wow, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, I read about you, Maria. PhD work in human sexuality informs understanding of gender identity and cultural change, giving Talons depth beyond commerce. I
Yes.
thought
So,
it was very intriguing.
yeah. So
Yeah.
I started my PhD last year. For me, human sexuality is something that's a journey. We're all on it, and for some people, it comes easier, and for some people, they never start it. And my mission is to make it more accessible, to make gender and sexuality more accessible to engage with.
Okay.
And to have that greater understanding, to have more of those conversations rooted in science rather than I think or I don't even know. And so for me, this mission to help men with self-expression and to remove the stigma of gender, to me, it takes that conversation of this isn't where gender belongs. This isn't where we need to create stigma. And so this is very much aligned with that passion.
Okay. No multiple coats to apply and no staining to worry about, including a pre-applied adhesive and clippers, like you stated earlier, on the application. And the tie-lines, what they pop off with the cuticle stick. That is sleek tin to keep your nails organized with everything included. Very interesting. So, this comes in a package, I suppose, right? And you have all your little accessories and everything. So, when a man who wants to ready to go out and put his, uniform together, he could just open that package, put them on, and keep it moving, right?
5 minutes and you're out the door.
I like that. And how long have you been in business?
So this idea came out of Burning Man last year, which was September. We went to our first trade show to learn about the business at the beginning of November. In February, I traveled to visit factories all around the world and identify manufacturers for our tin, our nails, adhesives. And about 2 weeks ago, we started advertising and we are shipping nails in September. We just did our first photo shoot about a week ago.
Okay, that's exciting, isn't it? You know, put it in all that hard work and everything, because we have our own clothing line as well, and we're a full service clothing line, and I'm coming out with my purses and my shoes, and I really spent the last couple of years really creating something special that I see in my vision. And
I love
when you
that.
come with a vision and that creativity, it's and you want to be different, because so many people can make the same thing, but what's going to set you apart? That's the whole thing. And color, design, and input is very important. And I like that.
We actually set up a customer council to make sure that we're constantly hearing back from the people that we are making our product for, from, whether across our target segments, so that we're keeping ourselves in check, right? Are we making something that's really meant for them?
Absolutely. What are the most important issues facing the country itself and the community today, and how do you propose to address them? Because everybody is not going to like everything that we put out, and you know that.
Oh man, that's a big question. That's a big question. And the world, the country is going through a lot. Our country is more divided than I think it's been in so long. There's so much anger and hatred. There is a war on diversity.
True.
I'm an immigrant, I'm queer, and it's very scary. And I think for us, the main thing is to be part of the conversation that's not about separation, but about inclusion. It's about being part of the conversation where we are bringing people together and enabling them to be their best selves and not making it a they're this kind of person or they're that kind of person. No, we are all human. And what's amazing and what we're seeing from our early traction is men of all shapes and sizes, all parts of the country are resonating with this. Bikers with long hair and tattoos to, young black men that are, wearing bold colors, and it's across the spectrum and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was really new for me, because when I seen a young man in pink, I was just like, oh, I was like, oh my God,
Bold.
It was right. Yeah.
I
It
love
was
it.
very bold. And I was like, oh my God, look at him. Well, hey now. So,
And he's
yeah.
gonna have some bright nails to go with that set.
Right? How did your initial business concept evolve to address the unique needs and desires of male clients? So
That's a
how
good
did you
question.
represent that? You know, like when I am discussing about what I do and my foundation, and you know, I teach and help build customer service skills, right? But how do I solve problems? Correct? So that's where I'm coming from. Tell me about that.
So, it literally is from day one. What are we trying to make? If we're trying to make a product for men, we have to think about how they consume things, which challenges every standard in this industry. They're not going to be consuming of a product that is in pink packaging. They're not going to be consuming of a product where the nails are too long and visually feels feminine. Even if you notice in this conversation, I'm not using the word press-on nails very
Right.
intentionally because that's signaling something and a product that's typically associated with women. And so it's been a challenge, but it's also been really enlightening and insightful to think about it as how do I make it from the perspective and my business partner, he, Sasha, obviously is a man, he's a straight white man. And we're constantly having debates around, well, is this you or is this every man? How do we make sure we're getting kind of that broad perspective from men of how they want to use a product? What are the th questions that are important to them? For example, the most common question we get is, will this actually fit my large man hands? And so we need to be explicit about those things. What does
Right.
durable mean? Most men have not, this product, this category has not existed for men. So it's not even they don't know how to use the women's product. They've never encountered this. Maybe they've done a nail polish at best, but this is different. And so there's a lot of education, a lot more education than we even planned and anticipated that we have to do to bring people along, to bring men along around how easy it is. That, by the way, you can put it on for a night, you could put it on for a weekend, you could put it on for a festival, and you can have it off in the morning by Monday's work call.
Okay. And what unique marketing strategies have proven most successful in attracting and retaining male customers, in your opinion?
So we're still early on that journey, but one thing that we've realized is it's not just about showcasing the product. That has been very clear. If I show you the product and its packaging, it's not going to help because there is this kind of divide of what it is and wait for men. And so I need to demonstrate that, by the way, cool men that are fashionable can wear this, that they can wear this with a black t-shirt. They can wear this with a funky outfit. They can wear it with a costume for Halloween. And so a lot of what we're doing is bringing it to life with the styling, showing transformations, showing different people, different men from different walks of life, of different ages and ethnicities, that it's not a particular type of person that this is for. One thing that we've been very intentional is we know one of our markets is the gay market. We know that. Gay men love to wear nails. It's not oops. I'm not saying all of them, but that's definitely a sweet spot. We also know that if we launched with the gay men first and only, we would lose out on the straight men.
I was
And
just asked that question too. Straight men are wearing nails. I haven't seen any, but you've seen some straight men?
Oh yeah, our buyers are straight, our buyers are gay, our buyers are everything in between.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's about fashion, it's about self-expression. Men that express themselves and feel more comfortable expressing themselves have higher self-confidence and less social anxiety. So this is a huge impact on mental health. And actually, 5% of our profits are going to men's mental health causes.
Yeah, that was my next question, but I want to touch bases on the nails itself because I haven't seen any straight men that I know wear nails, and they're very fashionable and very confident men. They're like, I call sigma males, right?
Yeah.
However, it is interesting because, life is changing. We are changing. Everyone is changing, And it's good, like right now, even having this conversation with you, you stated that you are queer. And educate me a little bit because I really don't understand the L, the G, the T, but the queer, please educate me on that because what's queer? I mean, acting strange? Are you different? What's going on?
So I've used to identify as bisexual, and over time that's been very hypersexualized. And I opt for the term queer because it conveys that I have a slightly different appreciation of who I like, but it is intentionally ambiguous to be so that I am not hypersexualized.
Okay.
I don't want men to say, "Oh, you're bisexual, hot." Right? That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Okay, there you go. Now I understand. I didn't understand what the definition of queer, and I thank you for explaining that because it is good, even though I'm a firm believer, I believe in diversity. And I believe that we all are unique. That's the reason why I have you on the show, because we all come with a little fire. We all have the different that we can present to the world and everything, regardless of what our beliefs are. But who to judge, right? Absolutely.
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 And to answer your question about straight men or your comment about straight men, you're right. They haven't really worn nails a lot, because the effort to do that is to go to the nail salon and spend an hour at least. And if you want a design, then maybe it's 2 hours. And that's the thing. This hasn't been an option. There hasn't been an accessory that they could just put on for a night to match that really sick fit, the Sigma guy fit. There, it hasn't existed. So, it's, I think, a matter of time. That's what we're here to do.
I do agree. I do agree. Because I know, like, my husband, he gets his face and nails and his feet done and everything. And I remember that when we went to the salon, and there was one older woman, and she was really curious, and she kept looking at my husband, who was so relaxed, right? And he had two ladies all over him doing his nails and his feet and everything. And she was like, she wanted to ask him something else, but she didn't. She just was like, so I see you love being pampered. And he was like, oh yeah, just like you do. I like being pampered too, right? And my wife don't want me to be touching my leg or my feet, against hers, with looking like monkey feet or something. Sure. And so it is, and it is true, men that are very confident within, they tend to take care of themselves, and they are fashionable, and I must agree with that. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. I was going to discuss about the donate 85% of the profits to organizations supporting men's mental health. So thank you for elaborating a little bit about that, but let's go into more detail about that, because I like when we not only make money, I like to see us give back to what's
Absolutely.
important. So tell me a little bit more about that, and what are some of the issues that you guys are accomplishing by doing so?
Sure. So, we're in a space where we're focused on self-expression. We're focused on what that does for men, which is build self-confidence, reduce anxiety, improve mental health. And so it is really an extension of that effort to give back more explicitly. Moreover, my co-founder, Sasha, he has an 11-year-old son, and his son is neurodivergent. It makes him an amazing kid. And so we want to be able to support causes around men's mental health, which whether it is neurodivergence like autism or ADHD, or men that need to find jobs or related to mental health. So, for us, that's a cause that's near and dear.
Yeah, and that is so true. Like you said earlier at the beginning, the world is in so much chaos. And right now, every time we turn on the news or social media, my God, what do we hear? We hear a lot about, the war. And when you see the kids, and that's where I come in at, because I'm all about helping, and I'm such an empath to see people move forward in life. And it really hurts. And I know none of us like war, but now we're looking at Palestine and people starving and the mental health that they need right now because they're going through a lot and it's very devastating. So you take a look at that and you take a look at what the United States is, implementing and what we're doing and everything. And I hope everyone has prayers up because we don't need to go into war.
No, yeah.
And
It's
yeah,
devastating for everyone.
it is, right? And I'm hoping that all countries can get over this hurdle of power. To me, just mind your own business and do you, right? Absolutely. How did your initial business concept evolve to address the unique needs and desires? I know we talk about this a little earlier, but again, it's so intriguing how you have created this product. And you have it out there, and you get ready to launch it really out. So, the desire of the male clients that you attract, and like you said, the gay community you have, and what is special that you're gonna have for the straight males to say, hey, let me put them nails on and get on out here with my suit on.
Well, I think that's exactly it. I'm out here with my suit on. I'm putting on my watch. I'm putting on my bracelet. And there's something that I can add that is just an extension of the things that I'm already putting on, and it's that little extra. Right? It's we're not trying to separate folks and more, my point around the gay community is that it's something that they've already experimented with more. But with the more straight folks, it's showing them the power that this can have, right? The conversation that it can start. Women go up to my business partner all the time when he has his nails on, and it's amazing. It's magnetic because they see him as confident, and it starts a conversation. It's a reason to have a conversation.
It is. Yes, you are absolutely right.
It's an
That is.
icebreaker, instant icebreaker. Look at your nails. It's so different. Wow. Well, let me tell you.
Right? I am inspired by your passion, and I am absolutely proud that you both are determined to bring awareness about your products and services and also allow others to be creative in their fashion, because
Yeah.
that's what, right? So you're going to create anything? What about for the feet?
We're not there yet.
You're not there yet.
Not
Okay.
yet. Not there yet.
What are your long-term goals for your business in the next 3, 5, 10 years from now?
So 3, 5, 10 years from now, this isn't something that's new. This is something that when I am going to prep for my night out, I've just got my calendars in the corner. They're next to my bracelets. I am getting ready for a festival. I'm ordering 3 new sets because I want to match every fit every night. I go to a party and I am not the only one wearing them. So for me, 3 to 5 years out, we've started a movement. We've started a conversation. And that conversation is alive and well, and men are feeling more comfortable in their skin. They're feeling more comfortable to express themselves, and we're engaging each other on, our humanity.
Have you had any issues with like advocates or organizations that just totally just is not in alignment with what you have to offer?
Here's the beautiful thing. If you see our ad and it does not resonate, keep scrolling. we've had some folks that are like, oh my God, now this for men. And yeah. Some period ago we were saying that now this for women about voting. Now this for women about showing your ankles. Our each generation pushes the boundaries on our rights, our right to self-expression, our right to exist. Some, not everyone is going to always agree with it. Not everyone wanted women to vote. Not everyone wanted us to own land. And so and that's a very different topic. We're talking about a little bit of apples oranges, but
Right, no.
there's always going to be folks that disagree with you. It doesn't mean you should do it or you should stop.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest issue that we have, with our preferences and our beliefs, and we do have to overcome the issue. So, my whole thing is, we all deserve a voice. We all deserve to be who we are and everything. But I just feel just don't push it off on me. Just like me, don't push my beliefs off on
Yeah,
you. And
exactly.
once we get to that point and that understanding, I think we can all live happily ever after.
100% agree. And it's just very easy. Keep scrolling.
Yeah,
And
you keep it moving. Right?
you probably would never see one of our ads because you're not a man.
So tell me about the website. What we have. What's all the treats on the website?
So we have a few different collections. We have our essentials, which have more of our mattes. We have some really cool metallics, like a dark chrome, a gold. And then we have some of more kind of fun and funky designs, our festival edit. We have the ability to bundle. So right now we are promoting our pre-order sale. So everything is 30% off. That will not be the case in 2 months from now. So I highly encourage everyone to order. And there's an additional 10% off if you sign up for a mailing list. And if you reach out and DM us, we'll also give you a coupon. And so, right now, really our focus is building excitement and starting the conversation.
Yes, absolutely. And you're gonna like, what form of advertisement are you putting out there besides discussing on shows like mine and being able to put your
Yeah. So
information out?
we've been written up by Hype Magazine. We've been written up by Gothamology, and on Medium. And we are constantly working on where we're going to be written up next as we get exposure. As I mentioned, we just started advertising. We just started advertising less than 2 weeks ago. So you'll probably see us on Facebook or Instagram. In a month or so, you'll see us in TikTok. And we're doing a mix of collaborations and affiliate partnerships
Okay.
with other trendsetters and fashionista males.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. All right. Well, anything else you would like for us to know before we end our conversation, or
No, I think that's it on mine. For me, my biggest kind of dream around this is that men feel excited about having something to show off and to just like someone where that's a tattoo, right? It's something you show off and you're like it's a part of who you are and it becomes an art artistic expression of self. And just like a little bit different, less permanent. I hope
right.
that men feel excited about expressing themselves and experimenting with talents.
Okay. Now, do you wear the nails as well,
They're
or not?
a little bit big in my hands. The smaller sizes fit me.
Okay.
So sometimes I will. Right now, I want to make sure that they feel like they are masculine, so I wear longer nails.
Okay.
Right now I'm in the middle of working on an art project, so I don't have any nails, so I keep them short otherwise.
Okay. Okay.
If I go out, I'm always done up from head to toe, all including the nails.
Including the nails. Absolutely. We got to
Absolutely.
have the nails done, right? We got to help to have the nails done. Well, Maria, it has been a pleasure having you on my show. And
Thank you,
I
Pamela.
thank you so much for sharing. It was very enlightening, even for me too as well. I like that because I like to see us have that creativity and what we're gonna put out there and everything. So you heard it, world. That's what we have. We have Maria, and watch out because they're coming with the Thailands, right? Well, readers, I have reached my destination, and I leave you with this quote. No pride for some of us without liberation for all of us. Until next time, have a wonderful day. God bless and cheers.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or a sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.